And welcome, my friends, to Generations. This is Kevin Swanson, your host, and today I am out in Cape Town area, South Africa, and we are going to take a look at the Bella Bull, which became a law signed by the president of South Africa now about 2 weeks ago. And with me is Bo Vander Ames, who is the father of five. He's a homeschool activist and chairman of the Cape Home Educators. And Bo, you've been pretty up to speed on what's going on with the Bella Bull and the increased restrictions that the state is attempting to put on homeschoolers in this country. Why don't you just briefly give us a sense for homeschool freedoms in South Africa, which goes back to the 1990s. So maybe just a little bit of history first on homeschooling in South Africa.
Yes, so home education, as we call it here, was illegal in South Africa during the apartheid government. So people were actually jailed.
Really?
Yes.
They were jailed for homeschooling.
There was a family that was jailed for homeschooling their children in the early 1990s. Hmm. With the adoption of the new constitution in 1994, they were then released as part of the general amnesty. And then because of the pressure applied to government by South African associations and also the support of American parents, there was a campaign with the HLDA and the South African associations when the new government now wrote the new Schools Act. And thanks to that campaign, provision was made for home education in the Schools Act of 1996.
Wow, praise God.
Yeah.
The new government did something right.
Yes. So we can thank the new government
for the
freedom.
A stop clock is right twice a day is what we say in America. So occasionally you'll get it right.
Yes.
And so that enabled something of a homeschool movement in the state of South Africa.
Yes. So since 1996, it's exploded, probably from a handful of families in 1996 to now estimated to be over 300,000.
That's a significant growth. Okay, so come along the last 3 to 4, 5 years, the ANC, the African National Congress, and the leading parties in South Africa have really pushed for more regulation of home education and private schools through this Bella Bull. They're trying to clamp down on home education.
Yes, the clamping down is mostly on home education. Not much has changed in the bill on private schools. So it's focused on home education. Mm-hmm. So there's a clause in the bill, and just for clarity, Bella means Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill.
Okay.
So it changes the SA Schools Act, and the main things that are introduced is that there's obligation for parents to apply to register their children for home education, and if they, in order to register, they must follow a prescribed curriculum that prescribes, they follow contents and skills comparable with the national curriculum, and they also have to submit regular assessment reports.
So the shift is to a federal control of home education for homeschool parents in South Africa, and that's a shift. That would be like us applying for permission to homeschool to the Federal Department of Education in Washington, D.C. That would be equivalent.
Yeah, we don't have a federal government, but yeah, you've got to apply to the provincial government.
An
education official then has to approve it and then will register you. So it means you have to ask permission to homeschool.
Mm-hmm. Does this place homeschool parents, Christian parents, under the obligation to teach certain worldviews that might counter a Christian worldview? Perhaps even to include some form of LGBTQ ideology.
It could potentially. We had the law is very vague, and so the reaction to the criticism is no. This is just to make sure that you're giving quality education. You can teach your child anything, but yet we over time, we will see what the real intention is. So mm-hmm. I expect over time the regulations will become clearer and clearer. But the bill gives the minister the power to regulate that by means of issuing regulations that mm-hmm. will come later.
But they must subscribe to a national curriculum. What does that mean?
Yeah, a national curriculum statement, which is a broad framework uh-huh. that says what subjects you must teach and what outcomes you must reach. So it's not necessarily very restrictive. So it can be interpreted anyway,
mm-hmm.
but it will be, the interpretation will come over time. So,
and herein's the problem. It will be interpreted by the bureaucracy,
yes.
not by the legislature.
Yes, because right. the minister has got the power to write yeah. regulations. So right. that's one of the provisions in the bill. It gives the minister power to make regulations that can mm-hmm. be enforced by the state.
Okay. Now, what are the homeschool parents going to do? What are they, now that this has been signed by the president of South Africa, and my understanding is you've got a legal defense organization in South Africa for homeschoolers called the Pestalozzi Trust, and they will be opposing this. They will do what they can to fight this.
Yes, they have announced that they will initiate legal actions against some of the provisions in the bill, yes.
Right. Okay, and which means that they'll take it to the courts.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you believe this legislation, though, is counter to the Constitution of South Africa. So this is effectively an illegal document, this bill.
Yeah, I think there are a number of constitutional problems with the bill. Firstly, if you have to apply to register, it means you as a parent must ask permission. So you as a parent decide home education in the best interest of the child, mm-hmm. but your parental decision can then be set aside by an education official.
Right, or vetoed.
Yes.
By the state.
Let's say
provincial,
yeah.
by the provincial or by
provincial,
the Department of Education.
But yeah, department official of the Department of Education can set aside a parental decision.
Okay.
Now, normally, so I mean, obviously there are situations where the state can intervene in a family mm-hmm. when there's evidence of neglect,
right.
and there's evidence that the parents do not care for their child.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about simply the state vetoing the decision of a parent
yes.
to homeschool because that they're taking the best interest of the child away from the parent and the parental decision.
Yes, so it gives enormous powers to education mm-hmm. officials, powers that are usually reserved for courts in extreme circumstances. Those powers are now given to education.
And you believe that law explicitly violates the Constitution of South Africa?
So that's the first reason. The second reason is there is a constitutional provision for registration. So the Constitution says that citizens have got the right to establish educational institutions, but those institutions must be registered with the state.
Mm-hmm.
But that means institutions have got the obligation to. So institutions that provide education must be registered. Mm-hmm. But now they require learners that receive education to be registered.
Yeah.
And you cannot make that deduction from the Constitution to the registration yeah. of learners. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense because right. a learner is a natural person.
Right.
It's not an institution.
It's not the institution yeah. of a private or public school.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so what do the 300,000 homeschoolers do in Africa, in South Africa, as they take on this next school year? Will they register or apply for approval to the State Department to homeschool their children? Should they do this, or how should they fight this? What is the best approach to take this point?
I think we must, what's currently happening is some parents are very fearful that they might be prosecuted due to
right.
mm-hmm. This new law, mm-hmm. and they are now applying to register.
Mm-hmm.
Where other parents say, I'm just going to operate under the radar
mm-hmm.
and and do what I want to do.
Right. So is there a possibility that a parent that does not register could fight this case and gain, you know, good legal representation and win, do you think?
Yes, I think there's what parents must do, they must always act in the best interest of their children. Because the Constitution says that the best interest of a child is of paramount importance. So we, in South Africa, we've got children's rights, not parental rights, like the USA. So if a parent acts in the best interest of their child, and there's evidence that they do that, I think they cannot be found guilty of, if they can say, if I register, I will not be able to promote the best interests of my children. Therefore, I've got a just cause not to register.
Okay, so there's a legal argument to be made here. Yeah. What's going to happen? Are we going to look at thousands of homeschooling parents put in jail? I think the civil penalty was something like a fine and or 1 year in jail.
Yeah.
Are we looking at thousands, tens of thousands of Christian homeschool parents in South Africa put in jail over the next year, two, three, 4 years?
Well, if we look at the past, compulsory education has been introduced, well, in the SA Schools Act of 1996, there's compulsory school attendance. I'm not aware, and I've seen it in the reports of the Department of Education, that since compulsory school education has been put in the law in 96, there's been no successful prosecution of anybody.
Not a single prosecution of any person.
And now we,
for that law.
That means home education or normal truancy. Parents just don't care.
Yeah. So none of it's been prosecuted.
As far as I know,
so as far as you're
concerned,
the possibilities of much prosecution, even for this bill, are probably almost nil. Okay. So
they might try. So the capability of to prosecute is very low, because the process they have to go through to successfully prosecute is laborious, and the departments have very little capacity to execute this law, and we're living in a time that the education budgets are being cut. So those head office and district office officials, that's the first target of budget cuts. So it's going to be difficult.
One of the arguments that we make for homeschool freedoms in our country, in the United States, is that the public schools have their hands full already, offering a substandard education to 50, 60 million students. They've got their problems with truancy. They've got their problems with sagging SAT, ACT scores, test scores on nationally standardized tests. And so, you know, homeschooling is the least of their concerns. Homeschoolers typically are scoring between the 85th and 95th percentile nationally standardized tests on average. And so, wow, why don't they just stay focused on improving public schools and just stay out of our way? Now, is that something of the argument we can place?
You can make that
South
argument.
Africa.
I think the reason for the situation we are in is the government makes its policies based on ideology.
Yeah.
And they're very ideologically inclined that the state is responsible for education, and also the idea of equality is important to them. They feel every child must receive exactly the same education.
Even if it's a substandard education.
Yeah. Equality trumps equality trumps quality.
I never heard that before, but I guess we can go with that when it comes to the socialist state. So what's your advice for the average South African homeschooling parent who might be tuning into this program? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, do not make any decisions based on fear.
Yes.
That's the main
message. Important for everybody.
And join organizations such as the Pestalozzi Trust that you can phone when there's a problem.
That's right. That's basic. Okay. And so move ahead in faith, no fear, and join the trust.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good conclusion to this program. And friends, you've been listening to the Generations broadcast as we air this program from Cape Town, South Africa, a very important moment in the history of home education in the state of South Africa. Bo van der Eames has been my guest on this program, chairman of the Cape Home Educators out here in Cape Town. Thank you, Bo. It's been great. Appreciate you updating us on this. We need to be in prayer for this too.
Thank you very much for your support. As I was explained in the home, we're very thankful that American Homeschoolers is thanks to their efforts that we got the freedom to do this. And
very good.
Very thankful.
Okay, well, we'll keep this in prayer. And friends, you have been listening to Generations. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.